Brian Pappenhausen hasn't been able to get out on the park due to injury. Pap, that's never great fun when you're sitting back watching.
No, it's not. It's an easy watch when the boys are winning, but yeah, happy to sort of be half a chance this week, probably more than half a chance actually. But yeah, it's been good that we've been winning. No pressure coming back into the side now.
When are you going to be back?
We've got captain's run tomorrow, so I'll do a little bit of contact then and get a few of the boys to run at me, and I'll test that shoulder out, and if it pulls up well, then I'll be playing on Sunday.
Which ones do they send out to run at you?
Jeez, not those big monsters.
Nelson, Jesse, just one of the boys who's probably not playing. They'll just send them at me, and I'll just see how it goes, but... that's the main thing. Once I can tick that off, I did a little bit earlier in the week, but sort of this will be a bit more game-like, and just getting used to it. So I should be all good. It's been 4 weeks now, so probably a little bit of carry on in there as well. But hopefully good now.
Well, you're up in Queensland for the Magic Round. Cam Munster and Harry Grant have done their bit. They've already disappeared. Can you just explain to us what the Magic Round's all about?
Yeah, so it's a pretty cool concept the NRL do. It's everyone plays up there over the weekend, so all 16 teams stay up there. You sort of cross paths, and it's just a big, really festival sort of thing up in Brisbane. The fans can sort of buy a ticket for the whole weekend and watch every game, or if you're a fan of one team, you can buy the ticket for that game, and then you get ushered out after that, and the next lot come in. But yeah, as players, we love it. You sort of cross paths with each other, which you don't really get to do in the season at all. So, I guess it's good for the fans too. They can come along and watch every game at NRL in a week. And it's a really cool vibe. And, the energy and the crowd's pretty big for that week.
Do players get together from other clubs? Do you do a bit of socialising, hang out together?
Yeah, a little bit. So I think there's probably four or five teams that will stay at the same hotel as we are. You'll go down the foyer and go have a coffee with one of the boys who you've known from Origin Camp or from Rep Footy. So that's cool in a way, because you wouldn't really get that opportunity, especially down here in Melbourne, as we're the only team. So that's the cool part of it. And then you're going out to battle them on Sunday. And once you go on the field, it's a different story. So I really enjoy it, and hopefully we can keep doing it.
Hey, Pappy, no Brandon Smith, no Cam Munster, as I mentioned, no Harry Grant. How do you cover that talent?
Yeah, it'll be tough, but I think we sort of had that headache at the start of the year. I think we've got four dummy halves in the squad. So when Brandon and Harry were on together, there was also Tyson and Aaron Booth who were missing out and going to play Queensland Cup. And now one of them gets their opportunity, so I'm sure they'll be excited, and with Munster as well. He says he's been due for some annual leave, so the injury come at a timely, at the right time. So, it's all right. We've got plenty of depth and the next man up mentality is something we pride ourselves on. So that shouldn't be an issue, but we're just going to have to adjust to that now.
Cam Smith, I don't know whether you realise this, Pap, he signed with SEN. Hutchie went and got the job done, which is fantastic. Another big name, and they suggested to us he might be our man. We said, no, we've got our man, the Pap. So we're sticking fat with you for the moment. We're not saying that you need to get back out there quickly, but I'm just saying Cam's in the background.
Oh, thanks, boys. I appreciate that. I seen that pop up earlier in the week, and I thought my little segment was in a bit of danger, but that's good to hear.
More important, Tim. Can you ask Pap, I've got a Team Rocket Dark Charizard holographic Pokemon card to trade with him. Any interest?
Oh, I've got plenty of Pokemon. If you ask Kelsey, she's just next to me at the moment. If you walk into that study, there's no room to move because all there's just cards. So
right.
I'm probably running out of room for my cards at the moment.
Okay.
But,
so that's a no to the Dark Charizard holograph. Bad luck.
Someone's interested.
Are you still on the Kangaroos bandwagon, or have you just jumped off at the moment?
No, I'm still on the Kangaroos bandwagon. It's been a tough couple of games. Close one against Collingwood the other week, but yeah, hopefully we can turn something around soon. Otherwise, it's looking pretty dire.
We're going to organise a box for you the next, when we can, when it all suits, for the three great North Melbourne supporters that we've got on our program at the moment. There'll be you, Matthew Johns, who's embraced North Melbourne like no one I've seen. Mm. He's right behind them, and John from Epping. So the three of you, the three of you in a box when we can organise it would be outstanding.
Yeah, I'd love that. We can chat about the season, what needs to change, what's happening. Mm. Yeah, I'd love that.
That'd we might good. Put a camera in there and also a microphone. Hey, Pap, good luck. We hope you play, mate. We miss you. We miss seeing you out there, the most exciting player in the NRL from our point of view, and hope the shoulder comes through and we can get over the top of the Dragons on Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the chat. Hopefully come in the studio when we're back from Sunshine Coast.
You are most welcome whenever always. You want. Ryan Pappenhausen there, a man who was going along nicely and joined the SEN Breakfast team and now is the hottest prospect. I am told the contract negotiation for Papp would make Harry Mackay or who else is a hot prospect at the moment?
Paddy Cripps, Josh Kelly.
Loose change shrapnel.
Really?
That's what they're talking. He was here for Red Z Lions for the self-employed, redz.com.